The Business on RTÉ Radio 1 with AIB. We know that your focus is on your business. That's why ours is on supporting you.
Well, earlier in the show, we were talking about the power of wind energy. We're going to hear now about a different type of wind. Recent reports have shown that there has been a drop in young people learning how to play woodwind instruments. And a report by ABRSM, the Music Exams Board in Ireland and the UK, revealed that the proportion of pupils playing the recorder at school fell from 52% in 1997 to just 15% in 2020. That said, instruments like the recorder, flute and Uilleann pipes were very much in evidence on the streets of Milltown Malby in County Clare this week as they contributed to the soundscape of the annual Willie Clancy Festival. Siobhan Shifra Mulqueen reports.
As the farmer goes out and does his harvest, gathering the silage and the hay, we're doing the same thing. It's our harvest for the year. It's as good as 6 months of business all in 1 week. The rest of the year is quiet, but this is the 1 week that just explodes for us.
Cathal O'Loughlin is one of the publicans in Milltown Malby, County Clare. The week of the Willie Clancy Festival is one of their busiest.
When that Uilleann pipe starts off inside the bar, especially in the back of the bar, and it echoes throughout the bar on into the street, it is like a calling to bring people in. It's like a cry.
While the call of the Uilleann pipes plays in Milltown Malby, down the road in Liscannor, flute maker Martin Doyle's phone doesn't stop ringing.
Unknown caller.
Hello? Yes. Oh, the broken one, she sat on it, yes. Can you get it to me? That's the finest. I'll see you then when you get here. Take care. This time of the year with festivals and competitions, we get people having accidents. You sometimes get people, they've got a competition and the next thing they find that the flute won't work. And actually, it's not. It's just nerves and they get tense. And so sometimes you have to be not only a flute doctor, you have to be a psychologist as well. The musical influences for me, my mother used to sing songs. Her singing would have been a little bit like the backing track to the daily life in the house. She used to sing what, To Sully's Serenade and all sorts of amazing things like that. She would do it when she'd be washing up at the sink. She sang the notes of it. La ti do do re mi do di la so mi re. My father, when we were kids, he made a whistle from the bark of a sycamore tree. And he rolled it between his two hands, but he cut a flat in it so that the air could go through it. That was to make the little windway. You saw somebody turning something from the natural world into an instrument. We use this machine here for boring them out and reaming them. Sometimes an instrument will have a contrary streak in it, just like a person. I did one this year and it fought with me for 3 or 4 months. Usually when you get that flute finished and working, they're the real good ones. There is a certain thing about the flute. It's nearly on a level of being magical. It brought up visual images in my mind. Like sometimes, if you take a Bach sonata, when I hear that, I hear that man taking a walk in the forest and I hear all the birds singing. That's a starling.
Well, my scary memory of woodwinds comes from the 1970s when I was a primary school student, and the horror that we had to go through was the melodica, which Mrs. Brady, our teacher, used to play along with when she was trying to teach us. He's got the whole world in his hands. So this would have been around the time the Pope was in Ireland. So I suppose we were just hoping maybe if the Pope dropped by the school, we'd be able to give him a song.
Pat Carthy of Hot Press.
I don't think I even got one in an arse's roar of a melody at any time on it. It looked easy. For those people who don't know, the melodica is kind of like a mini piano that you hold in your hands and you blow into one end of it. If that sounds strange, it's a lot stranger than that in reality. Now, what I didn't realise, maybe a couple of years before at the same time, in Jamaica, a fella called Augustus Pablo was using the melodica to make brilliant albums like King Tubby Meets Rockers Uptown and East of the River Nile. They were a huge influence on Gorillaz and Damon Albarn, and he used the melodica on their debut album, which sold 7 million copies. So maybe Mrs. Brady was onto something.
Pat reckons woodwind instruments are making a comeback, especially in the pop industry.
Lizzo has been responsible for an upswing in sales of woodwind instruments. She played the flute that was owned by President James Madison. This is a crystal flute, but it was rescued by President Madison's wife, Dolly, when the British were coming into Washington in 1814 during the war. So that's pretty cool.
Martin has seen fewer orders for beginner flutes since the pandemic, and also that sourcing the material to make flutes is becoming more difficult.
I use mostly African blackwood from Tanzania. But one of the problems nowadays with the timber is becoming compromised. There's too much of been used. When I was in Tanzania, I saw some of the things. I mean, there are people buying huge amounts of African blackwood and turning it into car steering wheels and parts for snooker tables and toilet seats and all sorts of stupid things. This Mpingo tree is sacred. When a baby is born, they're bathed in with the leaves to protect them. It might be an idea for myself and other people making these instruments is to give it a break and to start using a different timber.
Playing a woodwind instrument or a wind instrument of any kind is a workout for your lungs. Some players go so far as to increase your lung capacity. Our principal bass trombone would swim lengths of the pool every morning to keep their lungs in tip-top shape.
Katrina Ryan is the flute section leader of the National Symphony Orchestra.
Like last week, for example, the NSO, we were doing Harry Potter. If you have to play a solo from complete silence, there's nothing more terrifying. One string going, and then suddenly you have to come in. You can actually feel your heartbeat speed up just before you inhale to play your solo because of the pressure of that moment. Possibly the most difficult flute solo I've ever played, Hagrid's Friendly Bird. And there's nothing friendly about it for the flute player. But while I'm playing that, you are just trying to keep hold of what you're doing. And it's almost like the notes blur and someone else is doing it. And also so you could be thinking about, oh, I forgot to put chicken on the shopping list. And then finally somebody comes in to accompany you. You know, you think, oh, thank God, maybe a little bit of bass underneath and you're not alone anymore. I didn't have the natural mouth to play the flute as it happened. My top lip would have a teardrop downwards in the centre, which, you know, ordinarily is a nice thing. For the flute, not so good, because that's right exactly where the air is supposed to come out of your mouth. And you want to have a perfect little opening in the centre of your mouth. Embouchure is what we call the shape we make with our mouth when we're playing. I can find it so distracting sometimes when I'm watching a movie, sitting on the couch with my husband, and I'll suddenly say, oh my God, look at that actor's mouth. It would be so perfect for playing the flute. So for example, Ryan Reynolds, oh my God, the most immaculate embouchure you've ever seen. Okay.
I may not have Ryan Reynolds' embouchure, but Martin gives me my first flute lesson.
And then roll your lip out to the flute.
What do you mean by that now?
Roll your bottom lip out of the flute. Yeah, but don't cover it all completely. About there. Now blow straight down to the bottom. Oh, look at that. Natural. Like, we get one of those every 10 years coming in here who can just make a perfect sound out of a flute in an instant. First time she ever blew on a flute.
Wow. I'll be joining the...
You're a genius, are you?
I must be.
Can you do it again?
Okay. Oh.
It was only beginner's luck.
I never even had beginner's luck. Shifra Mulqueen reporting there.